Hello, Grinders, and welcome back to the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I'm your host, Travis Mangone, here to break down the games for you guys. We have a really, really nice, 14-game MLB slate. Tons of awesome pitching options at the top. Definitely an awesome loaded slate. We also have college football tomorrow. We got NFL around the corner. It's that time of year. Very busy time going on in sports, so get excited. I know the game last night wasn't that much fun watching Falcons-Eagles, but I promise this Sunday should be a really good time watching the NFL. But let's dive right in. Let's kind of talk about the baseball games and talk about the first game up, and that's what we got. We got the Chicago Cubs, the Washington Nationals, 9.5 total here with John Lester versus Joseph Ross. And this is a game where, you know, there is some weather that's going to be involved, so you have to watch for that. But I think that we should have some interest in some of these bats here. If you're looking at Lester, a guy like Trey Turner just seems like a lock tomorrow. I mean, against a guy like Lester, obviously, you know, he's on the right side of platoon advantage, and Lester struggles with stolen bases a ton. Trey Turner is going to have a field day. Like him in this spot, guy like Anthony Rendon, and Ryan Zimmerman really attacking the righties, but Trey Turner, phenomenal cash game guy, tournament play all around. Love Trey Turner tomorrow. He's one of my favorite plays in this game. On the opposite side, we got Joe Ross on the mound going up against this Cubs offense. Looking a little Daniel Murphy revenge narrative. Not too much revenge after getting shipped out of town, but I do like Murphy here in this spot, batting in the one hole. Think he's a good option. Looking at guys like Rizzo, Zobrist, 5.07 implied total for the Cubs. I think that 1 through 7 is really good viable plays, and really like Murphy and Rizzo are my two favorite guys to look at. But I think the Cubs side and the Nationals side, we have a 9.5 total here. I think there's some bats that we have to like on both sides. So again, like Trey Turner, Rizzo, Murphy, those are some of the bats I really like in this game. Next game up, we have the Miami Marlins. The Pittsburgh Pirates is a 7.5 total with Dan Straley against Chris Archer. And Dan Straley is a guy that, again, I don't want to play too much of against the Pirates here too. The upside isn't really there for him against this Pirates team. I will pass on Dan Straley in this spot. Looking at Chris Archer, Chris Archer has been really up and down this season. But if you look at some of the advanced numbers, right, you see 4.04 xFIP, K percentage 24.2%, the walk percentage at 7.6%, and he's had some trouble with his ISO. Righties, he's kept it down at 140, but against lefties is where he's really had a struggle at a 191. But we don't really worry about the power with the Marlins offense. Man, I don't really love playing Chris Archer too much as of lately, but I will say this is the matchup for it, right? So I think Chris Archer is certainly viable. He is certainly in play on this slate. Looking at his salary around the industry, he's 7.4K over on FanDuel, 7.3K on DraftKings, and 14.8K over on Fantasy Draft. The Marlins have a 3.05 implied total with Vegas. I mean, this seems just like a spot where we have to have interest in Chris Archer. On the bats now, kind of against Straley, I didn't talk about too many guys to like, but I do think Adam Frazier, where you can get him as a good value play, don't hate that. But I like maybe like Polanco and Dickerson and Marte if you want to do like a little mini stack, but not going too crazy with Pirates bats. Don't love them that much in this spot. Next game up, Cleveland Indians, Toronto Blue Jays is an 8.5 total with Carlos Carrasco against Marco Estrada. And Marco Estrada, we look at the numbers on him, and he is a guy that we can target the Indians bats with. They have an implied total over 5. This is a great spot to target Estrada. Looking at the numbers, 6.07 xFIP, K percentage is 16.9%, walk rate 8%, ISO over 225 against lefties and 276 against righties. This could be a disaster for Estrada here. So like this Cleveland bats up and down 1 through 9, have to have some interest in them in your cash games and in your tournaments. Talking about Carrasco a little bit, you know, look at that Blue Jays lineup. What really scares you? I mean, McKinney a little bit at the top, but not really. And then Smoke at 8.4K. That's the bat that you're really worried about. I think Carrasco could pitch a super efficient game and get, you know, solid amount of Ks in this outing. I could easily see him going like 8 Ks, 8 innings pitch. This could just be a solid outing for Carrasco. And on 22.1K on Fantasy Draft, 11.6K on DraftKings and FanDuel, 10.8K, I think he is a good play. Just the question is, do you want to pay for him over some other guys? Because there's a lot of good pitching options on this slate. Let's kind of move on to the next one and talk about the St. Louis Cardinals, Detroit Tigers. We got a 9 total here with Austin Gomber and Daniel Norris. And I look at this game, you know what I just think? I just think, give me the bats. I mean, not going crazy with them too, right? Yeah, I think Jacoby Jones is an interesting value against Gomber. I like Nick Castellanos as a guy that could hit one out easily. Nico Goodrum's a decent value play, and Candelario at the top of the order. I don't hate him for a little bit of value, but I don't love the Tiger side as much. I like the Cardinal side more here against Daniel Norris, looking at those righties, right? Ozuna, Tyler O'Neill, DeJong, Jose Martinez, and then even throwing Carpenter in their lefty-lefty. Like, who cares? Carpenter is that good. I think this Cardinals team, 4.89 implied total, I think they're a decent team to look at as a stack, and maybe even better as a mini stack, too. Mini stack might be the route I'd rather take with them, because I'm not seeing, like, five I'm absolutely in love with, but I feel like I can get behind maybe putting three in. So it feels like a better mini stack spot, but do still like some of the Cardinals here against Daniel Norris, who's not that great of a pitcher. Next game up, we got the Baltimore Orioles, the Tampa Bay Rays. We have a 7 total here with Dylan Bundy against Blake Snell. And we have a not-so-good Baltimore offense going into a pitcher's park from a hitter's park. This is going to be a good spot for Blake Snell against this offense. I mean, everything is just lining up for an amazing Blake Snell day. We have him on FanDuel at 10.7K, DraftKings 12.4K, and Fantasy Draft 24K. Just the question is with Blake Snell, it's not will he have a good outing, you know, will he have some struggles. We think he's going to absolutely crush in this game. If he doesn't, oh well, I'll just chalk it up to variance. But the question is, do you have the money to spend on him? If you have the money, I want to go up to him. I mean, he's just too good of a spot. He seems like one of the best cash game plays, one of the best tournament guys. I mean, just looking at the upside he can have, 3.45x FIP, K percentage of 29.9%, walk rate at 9.1% on the season, and he's kept the ISO down too, which is great to see. 0.092 against lefties and 145 against righties. And also looking at this Orioles offense, you know, kind of look at the K percentage with their, you know, the whole lineup they have. It's a 25.8% K percentage here with that full lineup. So this just seems like the stars are aligning for a massive Blake Snell game. Love him here in this spot. Let's talk about the Dylan Bundy now on the opposite side against the Rays. And again, good price on him, 6.5K on both sites, FanDuel and DraftKings, and then 12.8K on Fantasy Draft. I don't hate Bundy, but I don't love him here. I think it's just too much of a loaded pitching slate. I think if you're building like 150 lineups or 50 lineups, I think you maybe get a small piece of Bundy, because again, it is a good pitcher's park and all, and Bundy can have big outings, but I'm not loving Bundy today. I think it's a better spot to be more underweight or even with the field on Bundy in this matchup. Next game up, we got the Philadelphia Phillies, the New York Mets with a 7 total here with Aaron Nola against Steven Matz. And this just feels like a spot where I'm not really looking at any bats. I mean, if I play any bat, it's probably Rhys Hoskins. That'll be the bat I go to. Or like a Wilson Ramos, who's been crushing lefties all year long. So I guess those are the two Phillies bats I maybe sprinkle throughout lineups. Not really looking to do a mini stack here. It's mainly just, hey, take some Hoskins exposure in the outfield and some Ramos exposure at catcher and call it a day and mix them in throughout my lineups. That's what I'm kind of thinking there. On the opposite side, Mets bats, I'm not touching any of them, but I do like Aaron Nola. He's 11.3K on FanDuel. DraftKings, we get him at 11.8K, and then Fantasy Draft, we get him at 23.2K. Mets are not a good offense. This is in New York, too. Better pitcher's park rather than in Philadelphia. This seems like a good spot for Aaron Nola, so like him here. Think he is a really good pitching option. Just have to watch for the weather. Like him, again, in cash games and in tournaments. Next game up, we got the Houston Astros, Boston Red Sox, 8.5 total here with Gerrit Cole against David Price. And these just seem like, you know, Gerrit Cole, again, another guy that's a really good pitcher. And on the opposite side, David Price, he's, you know, throughout his career been a good pitcher. He can have his struggles. I think this is just a spot where I'm not really playing any of the bats at all. I'm not attacking Cole and I'm not attacking Price. If I do, though, attack anything, it's going to be the Astros side of the ball. I'm going to take some Astros bats and I'm going to stack them against Price, because if you do believe that Price will have a bad outing, when he has bad outings, it's bad and it just goes absolutely downhill, and it goes downhill quick. So that's kind of the route I'm taking. If you are playing anything in this game, just stack up the Astros and call it a day and hope Price just blows up and you're getting them at low ownership. That's kind of really the route I would look to go, but I'm not doing that specifically on this slate. Next game up, San Francisco Giants, Milwaukee Brewers, 8.5 total here with Derek Holland and Chase Anderson. And Derek Holland, flyball pitcher, could have a ton of struggles here. I like Ryan Braun as a one-off. Jesus Aguilar as a solid one-off. Christian Yelich just doesn't stop, so if you want to keep rostering him, I totally understand it. But I mainly kind of like more like a mini stack and looking at guys like Aguilar and Braun and really sprinkling them throughout my lineups. I'm not as high on the Brewers as maybe Vegas is with a 4.84 implied total, but I do think that they could have some success here against Holland in a smaller ballpark. And the guy that Holland, again, he's pitched pretty well this season. He's not a guy I want to target up too much in stack. I think it's more so just pick my home runs here and there. And Aguilar is one of them that I think definitely has a good shot at hitting one out. And Ryan Braun, too, is probably my second favorite in this game. Against Chase Anderson, It's tough. I just don't really think I want to play any of these guys because the Giants' offense is terrible, and Chase Anderson, he's not that great either. I think it's just a spot where I stay away from the offense and I stay away from the pitcher. Next game up, we got the Kansas City Royals. Minnesota Twins is a 9.5 total here with Heath Filmer against Steven Gonzalez, and Gonzalez is not a good pitcher. Looking at the numbers now, they were bad before. I haven't looked at them in like a week or so. I'm sure they're still terrible. Yep, 7.7 xFIP, K percentage 8.6%, 17.2% walk rate. These numbers are just awful for Gonzalez. So this is a guy that we want to target. Problem is they're running into the Kansas City Royals, and if you listen to my content, you know I hate playing the Royals. It's not a fun time for me, but I mean, this offense is so bad. So what do we play, right? It goes Whit Merrifield 1, Gordon 2, Dozier 3, Bonifacio 4, O'Hearn 5, Herrera 6, Escobar 7, Mondesi 8, and Gallagher 9. I mean, this is just a bad lineup. It's more of a spot where I'm not going to stack up the Royals. I think I'm just going to take some bits and pieces throughout my tournaments. You know, maybe grab a piece of Whit Merrifield or an Alex Gordon where he's super cheap, or a Hunter Dozier and a Bonifacio, but I'm not stacking these guys up. They're more so mixing in some kind of value plays and just hoping it kind of hits because Gonzalez is so bad. So that's kind of it for me on the Gonzalez side of the ball. Let's talk about Heath Filmer. We got the Twins with a 5.13 implied total. Obviously, Vegas is expecting some runs here. I'm really just looking to, you know, kind of look at this heart of the order with Eddie Rosario, Jorge Polanco, Miguel Sano, Max Kepler. That's really the range that I'm living in. I don't want to mess with Mauer and Forsyth at the top. I mean, if Forsyth helped make sure stack work and he's a cheap option that helps you get in, like, good pitchers too, I get it. But my favorite guy in this game is probably Eddie Rosario, and Miguel Sano are my two favorite bats from the Twins side of the ball, and definitely guys you can look for in cash games as well. Next game up, we got the Los Angeles Angels, Chicago White Sox with an 8.5 total here with Felix Pena against Carlos Rodon. And it's worth noting, you know, Angels getting a really nice ballpark upgrade in Chicago, but they are going up against Carlos Rodon. And Carlos Rodon, he has been a lot better this season, right? That's definitely something I don't know how he's doing it. He's somehow pulling it off, right? If you look at the, you know, advanced numbers, he's obviously not pitching well, but he's just finding a way to get it done. 5.33 xFIP, K percentage at 18.7%, walk rate at 9.5%. Like, those numbers aren't good, but here's where he's just kind of getting it done, and it's shocking. The ISO is at 171, the WOBA is at 264 against lefties, righties 275 WOBA and a 138 ISO. I just don't get how he's pulling it off. He's also, you know, keeping the hard contact down at 28.3% against lefties and 25.3% against righties. This is just a spot where I can't describe what's going on. I can't figure it out. And, you know, maybe I do a mini stack of like Trout, Upton, and Fletcher, and that's it. But I don't want to go crazy here trying to stack against Rodon because I just feel like it's not going to work, and he's just going to find a way to get it done. So, yeah, I just don't think I'm playing, you know, many Angels here, which is unfortunate because I want to play Angels against these, you know, White Sox. But I don't know. It's just Rodon is finding a way to get it done this season. On the upside against Felix Pena, I do think there is some upside for some of these guys. I don't feel like it's a day to stack the White Sox, so I'm not going to do it. I'll just look to pick some pieces of value, like maybe Yolmer Sanchez in cash, or Narvaez where he's cheap at catcher, or Delmonico is an interesting value play. And I like Daniel Palka to hit one out. I think he's in a really good spot, but I'm not going crazy with White Sox here. I think they're just guys you kind of pick pieces and mix and match throughout your lineups. Next game up, we got the Coors Field game of the day. We got the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Colorado Rockies. This is Clayton Kershaw against John Gray, and we have a 9 total here. That's a very low total for Coors. Two really competent pitchers on the mound, and not just competent, like really good pitchers. John Gray, though, does have the, you know, he does have the ability to blow up. We have seen that many times, and he gets a Los Angeles Dodgers team that is explosive. They can blow anyone up. I do think the Dodgers are a solid stack that you can take a shot on. I don't know. I just feel like I'm going to be more underweight on Coors today rather than overweight, and I'm just not liking Coors as much today, but I do think a low-owned Dodger stack is in play and worth considering. I won't be taking a quote-unquote low-owned Rocky stack against Kershaw. That just feels like a bad idea, but John Gray can blow up and is an explosive Dodgers offense, so I think they are worth getting some pieces in tournaments in. Next game up, we got the Atlanta Braves, the Arizona Diamondbacks. We have Kevin Gausman against Patrick Corbin. And yeah, 7.5 total. You know, Corbin against a team that doesn't strike out a ton in the Braves and an offense I don't love targeting. I just feel like I'm going to stay away from Corbin. I already like way too much pitching on this slate. And then stay away from the Braves offense too. Feels like a great spot where we can cross those guys out. And then on the opposite side, Kevin Gausman is getting some respect. I mean, the Diamondbacks have a pretty good offense and they're at a 4.15 implied total. I was kind of thinking it was going to be like maybe 4.5, but maybe they're getting, you know, a bump because obviously the ballpark as well. But I don't know. It just feels like a spot where I just cross this game off and just hope it goes to like a 2-1 or 3-2 game and it doesn't really affect me too much on this slate. And that's kind of how I think I'm going to approach this one. Next game up, we have the Texas Rangers, the Oakland Athletics. This is a 9 total here with Yivani Gallardo against Chris Bassett. And Gallardo is not a good pitcher. We have this Oakland offense that they are a powerful offense. They are brought into a park that obviously, you know, it's their park, but they're not in a park that's obviously not as good for hitting. So that can obviously be a concern at times. But Gallardo, he is not that good of a pitcher. This is a good spot, I think, to get some A's exposure where you can. If you look at some of the prices around the industry, I think we can take some shots on these guys. If Loreno's at the top, he's obviously going to be an interesting value. Jed Lowry, Chris Davis, Matt Olson is a guy I think is definitely going to hit one out against Gallardo. Love Matt Olson in this spot, but A's are a team that I think you can stack up. You definitely want to look to get some exposure to on this slate. So load up on some A's. 5.11 implied total. I think they're a team that you should look to target a little bit on this one. On the upside, Chris Bassett, he is pitching against this Texas team. And this Texas team, I prefer them when they're going against right-handed pitching. But they have a 3.89 implied total. Bassett, going to pull up some numbers on him now because kind of confused why the total is so low, right? I knew Bassett's numbers were not that great this season. 5.08 xFIP, and then the K percentage is 17.3%, walk rate 9.3%. This is a guy that hasn't pitched that well this season, but again, he's kind of been one of those magicians, right? Small sample size, 69 plate appearances against lefties, 93 against righties, but he has an ISO of 0.016 against lefties and 0.145 against righties. I do think that is something that is going to change. This guy's not that good of a pitcher. I'm not saying it'll definitely happen here, but I'm not expecting I'm not expecting Bassett to just pitch this gem. I think the Rangers will get some runs, but I'm expecting more of like a kind of like a maybe 7-4, 7-5 kind of game from this one. I think the game will has a good chance of going over, and I think the Rangers will do a little better than Vegas is thinking. So I kind of want to take some shots at some of these guys. Maybe take a couple one-offs here and there. Like you look at Bassett, he doesn't get a lot of swing and misses. So Joey Gallo's a phenomenal play. Like him at 3-3 on FanDuel. Since you Chu is 3-8, I still think he's fine. 4-2 on DraftKings, that just feels too cheap for him. Gallo's 4-1. So I do think taking some shots on these Rangers is not a bad idea. Sure, the weather is not the greatest with this 62-degree game, but I do think that there are some Rangers bats that you want to look to get exposure to, because hey, if Joey Gallo's hitting the ball out, he is hitting it out of the park, right? It doesn't matter what the weather is. So like him in this spot as a guy that could hit one out. Let's go to the last game of the slate and kind of wrap up the podcast for you guys. We got the New York Yankees. We got the Seattle Mariners. This is a 7.5 total here with Masahiro Tanaka and James Paxton. And this is definitely worth talking about a little bit here because this Yankees offense has been awful. I mean, it's been absolutely terrible. It's getting better, though, obviously adding in guys like Didi Gregorius, Gary Sanchez back, Andrew McCutchen. They got these additions throughout the week. It's a better lineup, but James Paxton, the strikeout upside that this guy has is insane. And this Yankees offense is not hitting well. They're in Seattle, better pitchers bark. 3.12 xFIP on Paxton. 31.9 K percentage, the walk rate at 7%. Yes, he was pitching through injury and having some struggles, but this is a spot where I think Paxton could go bananas. I just could see him going absolutely off. I think he's a guy that you want to get exposure to in tournaments, in your cash games. Looking at the price too, it's crazy cheap on him. 9.2K on FanDuel, DraftKings 9.8K, and 18.6K on Fantasy Draft. That's just too cheap of a price. I'm not going to really play Tanaka. Instead, I'd rather just find the money for Paxton. I think he's in a way better spot compared to Tanaka, who's going up against a Seattle team that doesn't strike out a ton. It just doesn't make sense to play Tanaka here. Instead, go to James Paxton. I like him a ton in this spot. Give me James Paxton all day instead. I just think the tournament upside is insane. And one thing I love about the price on him is I feel like we can play Paxton and then we can also feel like that we can afford a really good offense with our stack as well, right? You don't feel like you're stuck just putting in bats you don't like. I really think you could start off like your core building in your tournaments. I think you could start it with putting Paxton in and then putting in your favorite offense and then figuring out your SP2 and the guys around him. I think that's a really good way to kind of work. If you're making a team quick, one lineup, I think that's the route that I would take on this slate. Let's kind of go through and recap, though, the slate. Went through this one pretty quick, but again, there's a lot of really good pitching, and there's not a lot of hitting that I love in this on this slate. So let's kind of talk about the pitching again and break it down for you guys. Carrasco, Archer are two guys I mentioned at the start. Like them a lot. I think they are in good spots here, so I think we should be targeting them up. Aaron Nola is another guy I talked about. I like him. He's in a good spot. Blake Snell, another phenomenal pitcher I think you want to put in your player pool on this slate. Talked about that Coors game. I think it's a better day to be probably underweight on Coors, but the offense I would make sure to get exposure to is the Dodgers because of how explosive those bats can be. Looking at some of these other pitchers, Baxton, again, another ace that we talked about, a ton of other ones. Paxton's one that I just, went on and on about. I think he's a guy you definitely want to get some exposure to, and I like him a lot on this slate in cash games and in tournaments. Now let's kind of talk about the bats, and it's definitely not a fruitful slate for bats. Indians offense is one that people will look at and be excited about for sure. I do think that Nationals-Cubs game, the Nationals Park has been a better park for hitting than you would expect this season. I think this is a great game stack opportunity just to load up on the offenses against both these pitchers. I kind of like it, again, this game stack, National side, Cub side. I like both sides of the ball, but I think getting some exposure to this game is a great idea. Talked about the Indians already. They are a phenomenal stack. I think people are going to be all over that and totally understand that. Twins offense, too, is a team that I think people are going to be considering because, again, Royals bullpen's not good. Heath Filmer's not good. Twins have a 5.13 implied total. I think people will be on the Twins, and again, they're kind of cheap, so they help make things really easy on us. Talked about the Dodgers already. A's offense, I think they're perfectly fine and good. It's a West Coast game. It'll go under-owned more than you'd think. And again, it's a really big slate, so I don't think ownership matters too much. But that kind of wraps up the slate for you guys. Really enjoyed doing the pod for you today. Again, it's a really... it seems like it's a big slate, but it feels like it's a smaller slate just because, there's a lot of good pitching spots and there's a lot of spots where, we got guys like Corbin and Gausman. It's just like, I don't like the bats and there's already too many good pitchers where I don't want to consider these guys who are solid pitchers. So, just all in all, I think it's a really, really interesting slate. I think we're going to get ownership in a lot of different spots, and don't be afraid to be different today because there's not like three clear-cut chalky spots where people are going to be all over. I think find ways to be a little bit different. I'm hoping my way to maybe be different is Cubs and Nationals. Maybe people won't be on that one today, but I like that game a lot. That's the one I'm really looking at, and Cardinals offense is a good one too as well to maybe look at. But guys, that'll wrap up the slate for me. I gotta get on out of here. I got some more NFL stuff to prep for. We also have the college football content. If you guys haven't checked that out in the marketplace, it's been awesome. We have a Discord chat where everyone's talking college football plays. It's a really good time, so check that out in the marketplace. But I gotta get on out of here. Enough with that. So for me, Travis Mangone, I will see you guys later.